Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things. I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride. Now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm. And nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time, but now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I, sing with pride, spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
Well, good evening. Happy New Year to all on the Diamond on the Rough show with your host, Mountain Man. An Ordinary Woman will be joining us a little bit later. But I just wanted to welcome you all to the Diamond on the Rough show. And hope everyone had a great New Year and all that good stuff. And that was Cardiac, we were listening to a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to see how everyone's New Year was, and I hope you all had a great New Year. And just to start off the show, it is Motivational Monday, and all the motivation that I have is to motivate you guys into joining the show, however it may be, whether it be calling 347-989-1473, or going on to Blog Talk Radio /Ordinary Woman, WMN, or logging in to the show that way, or just calling in to that number and just listening to the show on your telephone. And I know there are many, many more ways to join our show here. And shall we start off with saying hello to everybody again? And just hoping that you all had a great time. Great Christmas, great New Year's. Hopefully all your wishes will come true in this new year. And the best motivation that I have for tonight is being able to be here for my friend Charlie Alejandro. She is one of the greatest people on the show that I happen to love. And her and I were talking some time ago and how we are going to be moving the show around a little bit, just for those who are listening. And hopefully you all are having a great time doing what it is that you're doing. And I just motivate you to log in and enjoy the show and be grateful that we have a show like this, that it just motivates everybody. And I just pray that you have fun, enjoy the show, and be able to do what it is that you do. and I am just sitting here thinking about what else motivates me. And what motivates me the most is hearing from you folks out there in the radio land and being able to enjoy our show and answer. And I'm sure we will be answering a few more questions down the line, I hope. I just would love for you to, and encourage you, if you guys have any questions, just please feel free to post them in our chat room, post them, email them to us, and all that good jazz. It just is, it's a great, great time, and be able to just enjoy this year. I was outside earlier this afternoon, and what motivated me the most was being outside, looking at the snow, enjoying the snow, and as a lot of you know, that I am in a wheelchair, and you know it's hard for me to get out, and I just enjoy getting out when I can and how I can, and just being able to have fun with the day. And today was a great day and motivated me. I had a friend who was in need of some help, so I motivated myself to go and help this person and just be able to have fun and enjoy the time that I was able to out there and able to help the person, because we needed to get a kitten home again, and my friend had a hard time finding this home for who owned the kitten here, and all that good stuff. So with that, I'm going to do this. Good evening. Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show. Who's this, please?
Am I on?
You are on.
Hey, peace and blessings. This is Naquam of Naquam's World. I thought I would catch Charlie Alonzo and say Happy New Year.
Well, I'm hoping that she's going to be on later in a little bit. I know that she had something to do at 7 o'clock. So we had to move the show an hour later, and I've started off the show and just waiting for her to chime in here. So I've been trying to fill in the blank spots here. So what's going on, and who is this?
This is Naquam of Naquam's World.
I apologize. You did say that, and I didn't pay attention.
That's okay. That's okay. I want to wish you a Happy New Year. We are in 2010, and I would say blessings to everyone and your listeners out there. I had a great show. I wanted to let them know that it was a great show this weekend that I had. I do a variety of topics on the show, and I was doing a tribute to the masters of the Wheels of Steel and early hip-hop.
Well, that is great. That is awesome. And I was trying to figure out what the topic for tonight's show was, or who, if we were having any guests tonight. And I guess you answered my question. Because I've been trying to catch up with the other host, Charlie, and kind of see what was going on. And we were chatting earlier via the chat room and everything. And we just ended up just going with the flow. That's right. That's right. Just going with the flow and seeing what's going on.
Yeah, so, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Well, you can always say we are in 2010. We got to see what's going on. Now we're having all these events going on, and with the president and government and whatnot. We got that. We as the people, we as the people of this country, are going to have to tune in, man, and keep the flow going. You know.
That is true. That is true.
Got to keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on because it concerns us. It affects us.
That's right. That is very true. Very true. So,
well, I'm just calling in just to check on everybody, and I know that your show is a very successful show, and I want to wish you continued success with the show. And if I can plug in, if you don't mind, everyone,
nope.
If you would like.
Come on in. Plug it on in.
If you like, I have a monthly show on Saturdays, the first Saturday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm now based out in California, and it's called Naquam's World. And we have various topics. We just let you do you. And we have great music, and we have fun.
Well, that is a great thing. That is a great thing. And I will have to check the show out myself.
Do that. Everybody, it's my pleasure. It's my world, and in my world, you can just talk about anything you want. We don't have no qualms on what the topic is. You know, we're a mature site, and I just say welcome and come in, and everybody enjoy the new year, and let's, again, keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on in this country of ours.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Well, thank you, Quam, very much. And this is Mountain Man. I don't know if I've said that earlier.
Okay, Mountain Man.
I try to make sure I say everything I can within the first couple of minutes of the show because mm-hmm. you never know who's out there listening. And I know a lot of people know my voice, and a lot of people have been out there asking about me. And I know Charlie has gotten a lot of the emails. And I've just been trying to keep up with the times, as you say. Keep the finger on the pulse.
Exactly.
So that is exactly what I am trying to do, is make sure that I keep my finger on the pulse and make sure that everything goes according to plan.
There you go. Keep the flow, and I will be checking on you guys. And do that. Stop by anytime. And I say peace and blessings to everyone.
And happy new year and all that good stuff.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much, Quam, and you have a great evening.
You too, Mountain Man. Peace out.
Peace. Well, that was a very interesting call in there, and I hope, Quam, you stay on. I'm sure you probably still hear me. So please, stick around if you'd like. And that was Quam out in California, and I'm thankful for you. And let's just keep the peace and everything. And I'm wondering where our certain friend is. I just am trying to figure stuff out. Oops, I got to stop something. Stop. I hope I'm still able to hear it. Okay. Wow. I just messed up big time here on my end. But I'm still here, which is great. But anyhow. So what else is going on there, people? And I hope I'm not having a problem with the chat room. I hope you all are around. And please, it's Motivational Monday. Please keep your motivation going. And let's see if we can keep this going for a while longer. And I hope that we are having a good time. I'm just flipping through a couple of pages here, because I'm just trying to make sure that we are going on our set. We are going, and keeping the pulse going and making sure that we all do a great, great job and all that good stuff. Let me do this. I'm just poking around here, seeing what's going on, and just sitting here trying to keep motivated and have everything go as according to plan. Because I am still trying to figure out what is going on here. And I am just, sorry about that, typing to a friend and seeing where they are and see if they can call in and we can keep this show going. How about that? And let's do this. Let's go back over here to switchboard. There we go. And I just, and the song that you heard earlier was from Cardiac. And Cardiac is one of my best friends. I like him very much. And the whole family. We've had some great, great people on our show in 2009. And I hope we are going to have a lot more in 2010. Because 2010 is one of those years that we are going to have just an awesome, awesome time to. And I just pray that we have the best time in the world and all that good stuff. I just pray that all the people that we've had on here are doing okay. And I hope all your questions and prayers have been answered. And just please keep yourself going. Keep yourself motivated. It is Motivational Monday, as people know. And I just pray that you have a great, great year this year. Because I know, for me, I'm going to try to have a great year as well. And be able to motivate myself to keep myself going and be able to have one of those good years. Not one of those bad years, one of those good years that we have. And be able to go where we need to go, do what we need to do, and be able to just have a great time. And keep, and like the Quam said, keep the motivation going. Because one motivation is great. And it is awesome. It is great. It is fantastic. You name it, it is there. And I just am trying to figure stuff out here. And be able to be thankful for who I have. And I was wishing that I would be able. Here we go. Let me put this caller on. Good evening. Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show. Who is this, please?
This would be the missing woman. How are you? Hello.
This is the missing host. Miss Host.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great, rushing around like a nut, but I'm finally here. Oh, my goodness, what a hectic day. It's been crazy.
Well, I've been just having a crazy day, and if you're signing in, go ahead and knock me out of the other room there, and I'll just sign back in to under the host there.
No, you're fine. Stay where you are. Don't go anywhere. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just getting everything situated. No, it was funny because I was I got into the car and I'm like, oh, I'll just call in and I can, you know, be on the show because I knew Mountain Man was in the house taking care of everything and my phone died.
The phone died? That's
yes.
Not good.
And I can't complain about the quality of the phone because the reality is that it lasted all day. I've had the phone on since like 8 o'clock this morning, constantly using it. So I can't complain that it died at 7:30 at night. But, yeah, it was kind of a little inconvenience. So our listeners, hello, how are you? I'm hoping you guys had a great weekend and a happy New Year's, and it's so amazing to be here. How's everybody doing? Mugman, how was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. I was hoping that I would have had a better weekend. But because of the snowstorm, I wasn't able to get out or have any visitors. But I was not even thinking about that. And just to FYI, I have the Facebook up, and we've got about 39 minutes, so I don't know if you want to do what you have to extend the show if you want to or whatever.
Absolutely.
But anyhow.
Yes. No, what I wanted to do is one of the things that we've been doing, Man, and our listeners know, is I guess I should get into the chat room. But anyway, one of the things that we always do, you know, every day that we're on the show, we kind of have a theme. And one of the things that really hit me when Cassandra was on the show that I really like touching on the spirituality of things. And one of the things that I'd like to do, and Man and I are going to talk about this further, is to actually get, you know, different speakers on the show that can touch on that a little
bit. Wow.
We can do it on. Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, and I know the brainwave must have hit you because it hit me. Wait a second here.
I have to stop you right there.
I know.
Because
and the listeners are going to think it's weird.
You want to know something. And to the listeners, I apologize. I don't know what is going on with my chat room here, but I'm seeing nobody. So I am actually, if you're getting into the chat room, go ahead and get into
it.
Yes,
I'm trying to get into it now, and I'll figure out what's going on with it. But, yeah, no. So my whole thing was, and I know you must have thought it, because actually you were the one that introduced me to Cassandra, and I thought it was a great idea.
Before we go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I was thinking, and I was just talking about all the shows that we had done in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning Motivational Mondays.
Right.
I said to everybody, I hope that you all have a great year this year. And I know that a lot of the guests that we've had on are going to be on, which is great. And I've already tried to motivate a lot of our listeners to even call in to the show and be a guest as well. So,
right, and one of the
and what you just said, you're right. It did blow my mind because I was thinking the same thing you just said, but just in a different way.
No, it's true because one of the things is, and we all know ever since 9/11, there's a lot of misconceptions about religion and what they stand for, and a lot of us just go off what the media says or what we see on TV, and we know very well that 99% of what we see on television is very inaccurate. 99% of what the media gives us is very inaccurate because they're just interested, and no disrespect to the media, but they have to go after what sells in newspapers. And we as human beings, we like that. We want to hear about, you know, the train wrecks and the things that aren't so positive. And that's what sells newspapers. That's what makes people look at the radio station. I mean, excuse me, the TV stations and listen to the radio stations. So one of the things that I was thinking, and I know you and I were thinking along the same lines, is that we would like to get rid of some of those misconceptions. Like, I really would like to know, and it's not about shoving religion down anybody's throat, but I would really like to know the different types of Judaism that there is. Like, I know there's different types of people that are of the Jewish faith. I mean, there's Orthodox Jews, unorthodox Jews, traditional, non-traditional. I'd like to know what the differences are.
Yes, and you weren't the only one, because I was thinking, actually, you want to know something real freaky? Is this. Because going on that same line along those same lines, and then after I'm going to have you do your little spiel about the phone number and all that, is this. When you had a couple of friends come over to see me before my surgery, they had left me a book. And believe it or not, my personal care attendant, who I have working with me, who is an awesome, awesome person, he picked up the book and probably was joking with me, but I was actually talking about the church, Charlie. Because
right,
I know
and
great
that's the thing. Right, and see, that's right there is exactly what I'm referring to, that there's a lot of great religions out there that we really don't know that much about, and there's just so many misconceptions. I mean, there's misconceptions about the Catholic Church, about the Jewish faith, about the Baptists, about the Mormons. I mean, all these misconceptions. And I think that the year 2010 would be an amazing year to get us educated on what these religions are about and what they stand for. And for our listeners, it's not a debate. It's not to convert anybody. It's to educate. That's it. That doesn't mean you have to agree with it or disagree or whatever. Everybody's entitled to their beliefs. I'm not saying that one religion is better than the other. I would just like to do it as an educational service to be able to have people from different faiths that they can answer questions for us that are totally blown out of proportion, and we can actually get an educated answer to that. And it's
and
not
I really
and Chris, and I think the people we should have are people that aren't trying to convert anybody. I want somebody that's unbiased and that can be objective when they answer questions and they explain their faith. And I think that would be an excellent way for our listeners to get in tune with spirituality. And for me, it's more about the tolerance. I think we need to be, just because someone's a different faith from us doesn't mean we can't be friends. I mean, that's silly.
Right.
That's like going back to the day where, you know, if I'm white and you're black, we can't talk just because of the colors of our skin. And that's,
right.
That's, you know.
And that's true. That's true. And that kind of hit me, too, because I was actually under my Mountain Man screen name under the show. I mean, under Blog Talk, and for those who know me, and you're looking for people, I actually put a link to this show on my page under
That's
the Blog
awesome.
Talk. So I'm hoping that a lot more people who bump into my name will click the link and be able to come over to the show. And I wanted to actually talk to you more about that later on, but that's a whole nother talk but for a whole nother day. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, because I want to be able to.
It is. It's, you know, it's funny because, real quick, I see some people up in the chat room just to say hi. Hey, Betty, how are you? Bill, what is up with the 434? I see you're styling a new number. I'm going to have to ask you what that's about. Ed, JJ, Mary, Richard, Rob, all the regulars, welcome, welcome, welcome. So nice to have you all in the chat room. If you want to call, any comments, questions, concerns, 347-989-1473. That is our direct line into the show. Also, you can Skype us if you're online and you want to use Skype. The Skype name is Ordinary Woman, WMN, and you can get into the show as well. If you got your Skype up, you can go right into it. Or go to the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, and woman is spelled WMN. So again, blogtalkradio.com / ordinary woman if you have any questions, concerns, or just like to jump into the chat room. For those of us that are just joining us, we're talking about our plans for the upcoming new year. And one of the things we'd like to do, kind of like an educational seminar kind of thing on the different kind of faiths and spiritualities. And I'd like to cover the whole realms, even the religions that we don't think about. I know Wicca's a religion. I know that, I'm trying to think, just the religions that are positive and advocate positive things in spirituality. Buddhism, I mean, there's just so many religions out there that we really don't know that much about. The Nation of Islam. Muslims. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I've learned from friends of mine that are from different faiths that I know that the general public doesn't know. And again, I'd like it to be an educational, not to debate, not to convert or proselytize. It's more about just educating people so we understand what the different religions. And one of the things, Mountain Man, you and I had talked about this before, that everybody has jerks, and we have to remember that. As much as we'd like to keep it positive, everybody has people that are not very nice. So we can't paint the whole race or the whole nation or the whole religious group by one or two people that might go outside the realm and preach what they want to preach, not what's being taught. And the main thing is, as long as we remember, if we keep God in mind, in a higher power,
yep,
then things
that's
will be
true.
Good. Yeah, Because I don't think God has a problem with us loving him, even if we happen to do it in different ways. And as long as we're good people and we love him and care for him and care for his children and treat our brothers and sisters with respect like any parent would like, I think we'll be good. I think we are. So I have to share with our listeners and with you, Martin. It was weird. This weekend, I swear, Friday, Saturday, and early yesterday, I sounded like Minnie Mouse. Like I could barely get a squeak out.
Well, I was very concerned about you because
it's funny, Chris. It wasn't, I hate to say it, you know when you're really, really sick?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't me.
Right.
You know when people are really, really sick and you can feel bad for it? It wasn't me. I was more annoyed than anything else because I couldn't talk.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I would have been willing to do the show. I would have been more than willing to do the show on Friday.
Well, we didn't have one scheduled.
You're right. And just for our listeners, we were going to do a New Year's Day, but we did not have. That was going to be our our very first show of 2010.
Yes.
But Charlie and I talked about it, and I had reminded her that today was going to be our very first show of 2010.
Woohoo! 2010! Is that an awesome number or what?
2010 is a great number. So
love
I said
it.
To myself,
exciting.
Don't worry about it. I said to her, but if you still are trying to recover, if you could just send, because what I was planning on doing is basically doing what you're doing, Charlie, but also trying to keep the questions coming, because that was our last show, is we answered a few of the questions that had been piling up. And I really would like to try to answer some more of those questions, if at all possible.
I would definitely like to do that, but one thing I'd like to do is I'm trying to figure it out while we're talking. I'm online trying to find it. I totally blanked out on the website address. And as a matter of fact, while I'm talking to you and the listeners, I'm going to go on my Facebook account. Love Facebook. Because if you guys
remember,
Facebook
is one of the awesome places.
Isn't it? I swear, they should give me a job because I keep like promoting them because I love it. It's like I've reconnected with so many people that I hadn't talked to in a while. Some amazing friends online, and then actually got to meet them physically.
That is so awesome.
Other stuff, and it was just really cool because they were such nice people.
I have to do a quick plug here. Because for you listeners who know Charlie, she always plugs the show on Blog Talk, but she also plugs these other website, and it is just a great way to get to meet other people.
Oh, absolutely! Because
and
the
Facebook
thing
is one
like
of
that.
The,
if I, yeah,
and Facebook is one of the best ones that I've seen out of a lot of them that I am a member of. You can
it's
just connect
true.
With so many people on Facebook that you haven't talked to for years. And actually, I was. Right before the show, I was actually talking to a friend of mine who I knew in high school. And I'm talking years ago, okay? Probably over 20 years ago that I was on in high school, okay? And I know I'm probably dating myself, but I don't care.
I know, right?
But
he's really not that old. He started high school when he was 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I just
I
got an email on Facebook from one of our famous, famous listeners.
Oh,
and
really?
I just wish that she could get her phone working. And who do you think I'm talking about, Charlie?
I have no idea. Oh, Shelly! Hi, Shelly!
Shelly!
Shelly Nunchucks, I miss the girl. She's up in Maine, and I've been so frustrated because my car needs to have some major work done. Like, I can drive it locally, but I can't obviously do an hour and a half drive to Maine. And I'm in a movie with her, and I'm supposed to be going up there every weekend, and I love these people. They're just amazing, Ahura and Shelley and all these amazing people up there, Sonari, his wife, and his daughter, Kazi. I mean, everybody, and who else? I can't leave everybody. See, we've got Beth.
You've got
Robbie.
So many friends.
I do, and I miss him, and I'm bummed, and poor Z thought I had, like, forgotten about him because I can't drive up there until I get my car fixed, but, yeah, it's been tough. I really am missing them, and I'm just missing being in the production, and they're just so much,
I know.
Positive.
I had emailed her a little while ago before the show as well, and I would still love to meet her in person. But
you
every time
to. I'm telling you, you
she,
have to.
Because every time that she has come on the show, you want to talk about motivation on Motivational Monday. Do you know if she could hear the show, and I hope she can at some point, She really motivates me. I love it whenever I can hear her on the show or what have you. Because
and
she,
for our listeners that have heard her, and you too, Chris, the way she sounds on the radio, you know, she's always upbeat and pumped.
Yep.
That's how she is all the time, like all the time. She's always, kids love her, animals love her. I mean, she's very upbeat. And it's kind of funny because she is like just this ball of positive energy. And sometimes it's kind of funny. Some people might take her the wrong way. They're like, oh, my gosh, you know, she's so, but she's just an amazing person. And the thing I like about Shelley is she hasn't lost that childlike quality of, she's not afraid to show her emotions. Like, she's not afraid to show her excitement for life. And if more people did that, the world would be so much better, because when you do something small for her, she just has this way of showing her gratitude and her happiness and her joy that it's so genuine and so real, and it makes you just feel so much better. Like, it just uplifts you so much that she's just an amazing person, and that's like, you can't be sad around her. You can't be down around her, because that's how she is.
Now, I wish, I really do wish that I could remember her number off the top of my head. Because you want to know something, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you probably have the board up, but you know that dial-out number? Or it says dial-out? I'd love to dial her number and get her on the phone. But I don't know if her phone...
Well, I do, but I can't get into it now because I have you on the line and I don't want to disconnect you. But definitely we're going to have to do that. I'm going to email her and let her know. I'm going to call her on tomorrow's show so we can get her in here and have
I just left her a message.
That's
letting
awesome.
Her know that we're talking about her. It was all good, but I just wanted her to know that we were talking all good stuff about her, and I'm going to email her some more after the show, just letting her know that we were talking all good stuff, but I just wanted her to at least know that we were thinking of her on tonight's show.
Now that we're on that subject, I will give out the number again if anybody wants to call. It's 347-989-1473. Again, 347-989-1473. That brings you into our show. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you can Skype us directly. If you log into Skype, when the chat room goes up and you go to our segment, there's actually an area there that you can dial directly. If you have headphones and a microphone, good to go. You can call us directly from the site on the webpage. The webpage, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman. Woman is spelled WMN. Talking about websites, I promised this amazing, beautiful lady, talented as well, that I would get her information out. Natalie Gerardo Martinez, an amazing woman. We talked about her. She's been on the show before.
Yes.
On the show again in a couple of weeks when I settle a date with her. But anyway, we talked about her on the last show, and this really blew my mind. It's funny, I keep forgetting people actually listen to us. We talked about how
you forget about
Natalie,
the people
I know,
who
isn't that funny? Oh, I'm on a radio show, people are listening to us, really. I keep thinking I'm talking just between you and me. I know.
We
Natalie, I know. and I were talking about Natalie, about the fact that this woman, you know, has these disabilities, which she refuses to let get in her way. And she makes these amazing handmade crochet little hats and booties and blankets and these just amazing, beautiful things. And I promised that I was going to get her website out. The funny thing is that she wound up actually hitting me on Facebook, plug again, because she was listening to the show. And she's like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for mentioning me. I was like, wow, that blew my mind. Thank you, Natalie, for listening to us. But anyway,
Natalie, I appreciate you 100%. And I hope you are listening tonight because you are just an amazing, amazing woman. Natalie, you are just 100% amazing. You blew my mind when we talked on the show in 2009. So I hope that you are going to become a guest.
But anyway, if you guys have Facebook, go to Facebook, look her up, Natalie Gerardo Martinez. She has some of the stuff on there. But if you really want to go to her store, it's etsy.com. And if you put in her shop, is actually called Catherine's Daughter with the C. So it's Catherine, the woman's name, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, apostrophe S, daughter. Put it on the web. So when you go to Etsy, etsy.com, put in Catherine's Daughter, and her shop will pop up. You will be amazed at the beautiful things she has there. If you have any babies that are coming, if you have anybody that you want to give an amazing hand crochet gift. And let me tell you, when I'm talking quality, this is not your cheap stuff. This is stuff that when you buy it and you give it as a gift, these people are going to be holding on to it. It's going to become a family heirloom. It's not something that they use for a while and give away. Trust me, this is something that they will hold on and pass down from child to child, child to grandchild, because just some beautiful handmade, amazing gifts that she's made. A lot of these are her own patterns that she has created. Some are heirloom.
And if we can plug those sites into the chat, so for
absolutely.
Those people who want to
we'll
just click from the
chat.
Site or from
and
the
I will
chat
actually
room.
Put them on our segment page as well, so they'll have a direct link to it. But
that
just some
great.
Of the amazing things, like she made this crochet layette. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Got the little girl, the little baby girl dress with the hat, and it's like, I know, I have a grandson on the way. It's a little boy, so I'm going to definitely
now,
look at
now, here's another plug I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you've been posting for a little while.
Yes.
And I remember asking if we could get together at some time. But I just want to, for those listeners and for those guests who are listening to our show, what was one of the questions you had asked a lot of our past guests to do?
Oh, to send their pictures in.
And I think there are a lot of the guests that we have had in 2009 mm-hmm. that are probably listening to our show.
Yeah.
So I would love for you to just give that plug once or twice. That would be
absolutely
such a
great
and
again,
thing.
This, yes, it's our first show. We're doing a lot of housekeeping, a lot of cleaning up, and just little details that we're doing. So one of the things we're doing is we're doing a Wall of Fame for all our guests that have been on the show, and we would like you to, if you've been a guest on our show, just send us an autographed picture. It can be preferably an 8x10 so we can really see your beautiful faces with the autograph, but if not, you can do the 5x7 or the 4x6. I have to very proudly say David Garfield is up on our Wall of Fame, along with Cardiac, along with Sacrifice, who I haven't gotten on the show yet, but he's coming up. Got a couple of more people that, it's funny, I got the picture before I got them on the show, which is all well. I got Joey McCready up there. I have Joey Spina. These are two great boxers. One's out of Lowell. One's out of Rhode Island. And, very exciting. I've got those up
now,
there. But David was my
now,
first
I just had a brain thought. I just had a wild, wild thought.
Oh, I thought you said you had a brain fart. I'm like, what? Can we say fart on the air? I guess we can.
Well, I didn't say I said a brain thought. Thought is what I said. I didn't say fart. Oh, jolly, jolly, jolly. Remember those pictures that you had sent me?
The what? Yes.
Of me and a couple of the artists that we're talking about?
Yes.
I think it would be a wise thing to blow one of those pictures up because it's got me and one of our guests to be put up on the wall.
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
And
also, the other thing I have to let our listeners know before I forget, Deborah Scaduto, I keep messing up her name. She's going to kill me. Deborah Scaduto and her partner in crime, Deborah Crosby, they are having the talent showcase. It's going to be next Sunday, January 10th. So to all our listeners, put that date aside, January 10th, it's going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe. And they're having two of the celebrity judges. It's going to be yours truly, Ordinary Woman, and I get to hang out with Cardiac.
Charlie, you and I definitely have to talk after the show.
Yes. So that's going to be an exciting thing. I will put it up on the webpage. Actually, I'm going to have Deborah on the show. I'm going to give her an email and tell her to call me tomorrow so she can give us more information on it. So it's going to be exciting. One, I've never been to the Hard Rock Cafe. And number two, just being a celebrity judge, well, how cool is that? And hanging out with Cardiac.
That would be awesome.
Can't get any better than that. And again, talking about Facebook, Deborah is one of these people that I consider a friend, but we haven't physically met yet. We haven't physically met. We had a couple of her talented singers on the show. We had Amanda McCarthy. We had the whole family. Deborah and I go back and forth all the time, but we haven't physically met, so I'm really excited. As a matter of fact, I have the link right here, so give you information. I'm clicking on it. I'm clicking on it, so while I'm clicking, I will let you know. Our call-in number, 347-989-1473. The showcase is called... What? Did I mess something
up? I hate to say this, but I just... clicked on our famous other website, good old Facebook, but because I'm the host, I can't do this.
What are you doing?
I was just giving, and I was hoping you'd be on Facebook.
I am, but I am on the quest for the information, so let me give this out to our listeners, and then I will click over so I can see what you're talking about. Deborah Crosby is having the Rising Stars at the Hard Rock Cafe featuring Mama Dow. Now, Mama Dow is another amazing, amazing, amazing talented musician. Dying to have him on the show. This is Deborah Crosby Talent Quest TV show. It's cable TV. It's shown in different places, and it's also on the Internet. But if you guys go to Facebook and you click on Deborah Scaduto, S-C-A-D-U-T-O, or you can go to www.eventbrite.com and click Deborah Crosby Talent Quest TV show. The tickets are for sale there. So the show is going to be January 10th. January 10th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Boston. That is this Sunday. Do not miss it. Of course, you will see me truly. I will be there as one of the guest judges. Cardiac will be there as well, along with some very amazing talent. Artists of all ages will be performing, and it's a great time. It's $15 for the tickets. You can't beat it. It's the best ticket in town. $15 gets you to see some amazing talent, hang out at the Hard Rock Cafe. So I will also put all this information up on the website tonight, so it'll be there, and you can check it out. And I'm really excited. I mean, nothing like supporting local talent. And if any of you got the chance to hear Amanda McCarthy and Rhea Eaton, that's all I got to say. These girls are amazing, just incredibly talented girls.
I have to say, I'm giving Amanda McCarthy a big plug here because I actually got to talk to her, and she is just an amazing, amazing young lady. She is just one of the best people that I've gotten to hear a piece of her music.
She's so well grounded. Like, she does volunteer work. She's tight with her family. She's personable. She's just a sweet person all around. And of course, she's talented, too. She can sing like nobody's business. And she's got that stage presence. You know, you can see it. She knows how to engage the audience when she's singing to them. And I really believe this child is going to go places. And I have to call her a child because she's only 16.
I know.
And that is just, you forget that she's that young when you talk to her and when you see her perform live. But she
I have to say, I didn't even feel like she was 16 when we were talking to her on the show.
I know.
I thought she was a lot older just by the way she presented herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that just blows my mind.
So that's just an inkling of the kind of talent that is going to be there, because she's one of the people that have been in the talent quest before, and Deborah just does an amazing job. So I can't wait for Sunday. So talk it up, people. Come on down. Check us out. I believe the time is 6 o'clock, but I'm going to double check on that because I don't want you showing up at the wrong time. But again, if you go to Eventbrite, you'll get all the information on there, and then you will be able to see some of the people that will be at the Talent Quest as well. So I will put all that information up on the website and get more information out to you. On that note, again, the number is 347-989-1473. The show will be going till 8:30 because we got started a little late. Actually, we didn't. Mountain Man did take care of business and did an amazing job. I don't even know why I was rushing, because you did.
I don't know why, but I'd rather have it go till 8:30 because I know you are such an amazing host that you have a lot of information that you want to get out, and I figured let's try to increase our time a little bit so you could get all the information out that you need to within the amount of time that we have.
And for our listeners, I'm really, really encouraging you and imploring you that if you know of any events coming up, anybody that you feel is that diamond in the rough that just doesn't get the shine or the exposure that they should be getting, please feel free to email us, go to the Blog Talk website, go on Ordinary Woman, WMN is spelling, and just send me an email. Hit me up. We will be glad to announce whatever event you have coming up, whatever you have that you want to get the word out. If there's a nonprofit organization that you work with or a blood drive, any kind of event that is of a positive nature and that people can benefit from, please feel free to hit us up and let us know about it. We will announce it on the air. And best thing is it's free of charge. It's a win-win because I love sharing good news. I love having people in their events get exposure. So you will make me happy, and I'm sure you will be happy because people will know about what you guys are up to. So don't be shy. Feel free to hit us up and let us know what's going on. We're really excited about 2010. We have a lot of things planned. We have a lot of amazing guests coming up. We have a lot of things, and one of the things we want to start doing, too, is we're going to start doing guests that will come in and help us to be more motivated, how to stay healthier, better nutrition. So those are the things that we have lined up in 2010. We'll get more out to you as they come up. The segments will be announced. Give you a week or two of notice when the segments are up so you'll know what's coming up, and then don't be shy to come on down and hang out with us.
That's a very good thing.
I have to say one more thing, and I feel so bad.
Here we go.
Yes, he's probably not even listening, but the reality is that I have this gentleman that I have to mention because he is such an amazing talent. His name is David Cook. He's an actor. And I got the honor of working with this young man back in March when I did the play Flowers for Algernon, and he actually got to play the lead of Charlie. And if you guys are familiar with the play Flowers for Algernon, the main character, Charlie, goes from being a severely slow, mentally retarded man to having this surgery that makes him an incredible genius, an intellect, and then, sadly enough, it reverts back. To have an actor be able to make that believable, because I will be honest with you, playing someone that's mentally retarded is one of the hardest things to do as an actor, because it's a fine line between being realistic and being stereotypical. See what I mean?
I hear you.
David was amazing. He just pegged it. I mean, and getting to see how he manifested the character over the rehearsals, how he made him real, how he was able to go from Charlie the sweet, slow man to the one that was an intellect, that was a little bit of a jerk, and everything that was going on, it just blew my mind. I mean, it really blew my mind, because one of the things someone told me, if you're serious about acting, you need to do live theater.
Mm-hmm.
And never in a million years did I ever think that I would learn so much from this amazing
right.
man. And not only that, take him off the stage and just the way he is as a person with his kids, because it actually was a family project, his kids were in the play as well. But just to see him as a human being, as a father, as a family man, just an amazing person. And I feel like the worst bump, because we actually, my son videotaped the whole play. And
awesome.
David has been after me for 9 months to get him a copy of it. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to, because first we had editing problems with the different software. And I finally got it edited, but I need to get a DVD big enough to compress the whole play, because it's almost 2 hours into it. So this poor man has been after me to send him this copy of the DVD, and I feel like the biggest bum. I don't want him to think I'm blowing him off. But I,
okay,
David, I
okay,
this,
okay.
I am really,
no.
really working on it, because I'm so new to this. And someone's like, finally the other day, they're like, oh well, if you go to Best Buy, they have a DVD big enough. Because I got one, but it wasn't big enough. Because there's not enough memory. I'm like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? So I swear to goodness, David, I am not blowing you off. I do have it edited, and I swear. On Thursday, because I'm working for the next couple of days, and on Thursday I will make my butt go up to Best Buy, and I will not leave until I have a DVD big enough to compress that thing. And if I have to hand deliver it, I will. This man was so sweet. He actually even sent me a self-addressed envelope with a DVD case so I could send it to him, and I do. I feel like a bum. So, David, if you're listening,
David,
I'm so sorry. I'm
I am
not
going
blowing you off.
And David, I will call her personally myself on Thursday, whether she answers my call or not, and I will ask her, did you get out to Best Buy yet?
I know, and the thing is, I feel horrible, because I know I haven't even gotten to see the play. I mean, I've seen pieces of it, because I finally did the editing, and that was a self-taught thing. I had to, like, teach myself how to edit, because my son, the film student, didn't have time to do it, because he had his own projects to do, and he hates editing. He says it's like the worst thing ever. So it took me a couple of months to figure out the software and how to do it. And then now I'm so proud of myself. I finally got it done. And I even emailed David saying, I got this. I'm going to email it to you. I mean, I'm going to mail it out to you. And then that's when I found out that the DVDs that I had bought weren't big enough. And I had no clue where to go. And people are looking. I mean, unfortunately, the people around me, I love them to death, but they're not computer savvy, that kind of thing. So finally figured out.
Come on.
I got to this kid. Yes, I finally found somebody that said, oh my goodness, you got to go to Best Buy. I'm like, so David, my man's going to get on my case and make sure that I take care of you on Thursday. And if not, you can beat me up, because I swear I feel so bad, because he thinks I'm blowing him off. But I'm really not. It's been a long process.
Yeah, well,
to get this
I'm going to back him up on this. And I'm going to say, I haven't even seen you. And how long have we been trying to get together?
Oh, it's been ridiculous. And then, that was another thing. Yeah, it's like, I swear to goodness, it's like for the last 9 months, my life has been on fast forward. I don't know why. And then to top it off, this is a funny thing, which is why the show was, I wind up calling into the show late. My son Alex and a friend of his friend started a security company. And my son says to me, you know, we could use some help. And I wind up actually, they needed somebody to fill in for them for the next 3 days. So that's where I was today. I was working on a site for them as a security guard. And I'm sitting there going, I can't believe I'm doing this. And it was a favor. I know when I got the mom, please, I was like, how old are you?
You got suckered into it.
I did.
And I love that. I love it.
Because
you want to know something?
Uh-huh.
You aren't the only one that gets suckered into stuff.
Isn't that awful? We're like the worst.
Because I have to admit this
so
to our
bad.
Listeners. I have to really admit this to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, last year when Charlie and I were talking about this, I had actually gotten suckered into this, and I really wasn't comfortable, but I says, what the heck? I am going
you
to
You did
do-
not get suckered. You got, like, ambushed.
I literally did get ambushed, but I had said to myself, what the heck? I'll do it. And do you know, to this day, I am still, I'm getting better at this. The more I do this, the more I do this, the more I call in and become the into the host line or whatever. And I start off the show. I feel that I am getting better and better at this. I'm getting more comfortable, even though, yes, I am nervous a lot of times. But once I have somebody else that I can communicate with, and Kwam, I hope you're listening, because you helped me out tremendously tonight. Even though you called in for a couple of minutes, you had asked me and threw out some good ideas. And he did want to say Happy New Year to you, Charlie. Okay, and I know you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
He did call in. He was not expecting my voice. He was expecting your voice. And so, be that as it may.
Yeah, and you know, it's awesome because our listeners are just, that really keeps blowing my mind. The listeners are just amazing people, and I'm like, wow. Their support is just, it's mind-boggling to me. Because
and
so
I
sweet.
Am
they're
going to
there.
Throw a challenge to the listeners. If you hear me, the only person on at the beginning of the show, please call in and help. Because I enjoy being able to talk to a lot of our listeners as well.
Oh, and not only that, it's tough to, like, I had to, I remember, I think it was like the second or third show before I ambushed you. I actually did the beginning of the show by myself, because at that time, my son Alex was helping out. I'm telling you, it's hard to think of stuff to talk about when there's no one in the room, in the booth, to you be able to gauge off. You know, like, I'll say something, and then you say something, and it makes me think of something else. But
exactly.
It's just you feel like you're rambling, and you're like, oh, man, these poor listeners are probably bored out of their mind. They're all running out of the chat room because they don't want to hear it.
Exactly, and that's kind of how I felt. And that's sometimes how I feel. It's like, and I know I had spoken to you about this off the air, and but it is just, you're right, it is very hard to just be able to do something and, you're right. You did ambush me, and you ambushed me good. To where
I didn't want you to have time to think about it.
But you're right. But you ambushed me so good.
Oh, I did.
You wouldn't even.
I did.
You didn't even give me a chance to say no.
Heck no.
You said, you're doing it, and that's
it. I drafted you.
Final.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No ifs, ands, or but.
Absolutely.
But you just dropped the bomb on me, and I'm like, how can, but to our listeners, this is how well I know Charlie. I've worked with her before under another program, but her and I have remained friends for a very long time, and this woman I could never say no to. This is one of those women that is, you can't say no to.
Yeah, my husband calls me pushy broad.
But you can't say no to you. Because you're that good of a person.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And,
you know, and the thing is, I try not to over-exceed what I ask for. And I usually, you know what? It's funny. When I ask for stuff, it's usually stuff that's going to help the person that I'm asking. You know what I mean? Because I know that if I had asked you about it, I know you. Mountain Man would have been, oh, I don't know if I can, because I know you. You kind of talk yourself out of stuff sometimes. But I
would have talked myself out of it like no tomorrow. But Charlie did one of the best things for me, and I actually am thankful to her, and I am grateful to her. Charlie's one of these people that once you get to know her, you two are friends forever, because that's how great this woman is.
Oh,
and
thank
I
you.
Have to hold you up tremendously. Yes, what you had said in one of our last shows is true. And I think it was the 31st,
mm-hmm.
the last show, where you told me that, or you had said mentioned something that had to do with friendship and me having to call you or something to that nature.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
remember exactly what it was, but you're right.
The thing with me is, and I guess for our listeners, that we might all go through this. Sometimes when we have negative experiences in life, it's something that we have to work through. And unfortunately, I did have more than my share of negative experiences growing up. Obviously, it wasn't as bad as you, Chris. I didn't wind up in foster care for all those years. But they leave scars, and it's something that if we don't work through them, the scars will stay there. And one of the things that I had and still continue to work on is my trust issues, because
mm-hmm.
it's really strange that the women in my life have usually been the ones that I've been betrayed by. And it just blows my mind that any time that I have let some women into my life, like really intimate as far as trusting them and letting the walls down, I wind up getting burnt or the trust gets betrayed. And it's very hard to bounce back from that. And I know
mm-hmm.
that a few years ago that happened to me with a family member, that I hadn't trusted too many people in my life. And this person, I did. I trusted them. And then without even asking me, they took it upon themselves to believe something that wasn't true and totally really hurt my feelings. Like, they said some really nasty things about me, and I don't hold grudges. I don't. They waited 2 years before they apologized, and it was all well, before they got over it or whatever, and I hold no remorse towards them. I treat them with love, and I have a really good relationship with them now, but kind of messed it up for other people.
Yeah, it took some time.
Yeah, it does take time, and my like I told our listeners and anybody that knows me, I am amazing at making friends. I can make friends like nobody's business. I can make the quietest, shyest person in the world open up to me. My challenge is knowing what the right things to do as a friend are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I've been learning because I never had the experience. I wasn't really allowed to have too many friends growing up. I think I can count on one hand the people that I can consider that were best friends. Or friends, period. And
right.
the give and go that goes with friendship and understanding what the other person needs. And unfortunately, I guess, again, because of the type of people you wind up with, I always wind up with people that are extremely needy. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Where it's more of me having to give, and them taking. And that's something that I didn't find with you. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've been able to stay friends, because you and I have this understanding that we could not talk for a year on the phone at all
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form. But when the communications start up again, we pick up right where we left off. There isn't
exactly.
this, oh, why didn't you talk to me? Or what's going on? You know that? You know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about because I've done that with other friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I understand, and I'm going to ask a question, and you may have an answer, you may not.
Mm-hmm.
But have you found any of those emails?
Yes, I have them, actually. We have like 2 or 3 left that we can get.
And
to.
I figured within the last maybe 20 minutes we've got.
Absolutely.
I figured let's try to get to those last few emails, and I remember saying, right before New Year's, that we would try to finish up today of those emails.
Real
and I want to keep that from.
Yeah. Okay, real quick for our listeners, the number is 347-989-1473, or you can Skype us directly if you're on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman. Woman is spelled W-M-N. Or you can email us directly, ordinarywoman13@yahoo.com. Either of those ways, we will get the email. We will get whatever questions, concerns, or comments you have, and we will get to them. So we have 3 emails left over from last year.
Okay.
We're going to get to those now. Let's see which is good. William from Boston. This is for you, Chris. He wants to know, what are some of the suggestions that you would have for people that are considering becoming foster parents, and how would you suggest that they go about dealing with foster kids once they have them?
That is a very good question. I would have to say this. I would really think long and hard about becoming a foster parent,
mm-hmm.
because you're taking a big chunk of your time and a big chunk of your life to become a foster parent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do that, then I would commit to becoming a very good foster parent, loving the child like your own.
Mm-hmm.
If you already have kids, you know how you love your kids. And I would just love the foster person as much as you love your own family. Make them feel like they are part of the family.
Right.
Because
and the thing is, you know, Chris, it's very true. That's very important because they need that. These are kids that have been bounced around. We talked about this earlier. As a matter of fact, David Garfield, who we talked about earlier, he had a drive when he had his movie premiere a couple
mm-hmm.
months back. And it was a suitcase for kids, and these are kids that are in foster care, and it's so sad. They have to put everything they own in the world in a trash bag because most of them, that's how they need to move from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
So they were collecting gently used or new suitcases so these children would actually have a suitcase that's theirs that they can keep their belongings in safely.
You want to know something, Charlie?
Some dignity, yeah.
I actually had, and I should have... And you just reminded me of that. I have one sitting in my closet
mm-hmm.
that I'd like, if they're still collecting them,
oh, yeah.
I would love to give it to him.
Yeah, and the thing is because, I mean, think of it as yourself. I mean, you're going somewhere and you have to put everything that belongs to you in a trash bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the association with it. Like, your stuff is worthless. It's in a trash bag. And I know that's not what the system needs to do because they can't, you know, with funds the way they are, get a kid, every child a suitcase, but they should have one. They definitely
yep.
should have one. And that way they have a sense of privacy that it belongs to them, that they don't have to worry about people getting into it. They can lock it if they want to. And just the ability to have some dignity that their belongings are in a suitcase. So just that in itself, is you have to realize that these children, they've gone through a lot. And a lot of times, like you said, you need to love them as your own, but you also have to remember you need to befriend them first because
mm-hmm.
I can relate. They don't trust anybody, and why should they?
Exactly.
They've had people
and,
let them down before.
And to the gentleman, who is it, Mark?
William.
William. If... I would strongly suggest that you watch Wednesday's Child with Jack Williams on Channel 4
mm-hmm.
on the, I believe it's the 6 o'clock news or the 5 o'clock news, whatever it is. But I would watch it for that hour, and they will give you a number if you would like to adopt a certain child. But I would also suggest that you call that number and let them know that you are interested in adopting, and they will help you to get the proper paperwork done, the proper, just the proper stuff that needs to be done, they will help you 100%. But
also,
I would first...
William, if you, yeah, also, if you go to the internet and you look up Casey Family Services, they were, this is an organization that, of course, is, you know, DSS and all the other services,
mm-hmm.
You know, the MSPC. But the main one that I like to send people to is Casey Family Services. They were started by the founder of the Casey Family, the people that started the United Parcel Service Company. And
mm-hmm.
I actually have sent out an invite to someone from that organization to be on our show. They specialize in kids that are hard to place. These are kids that are between the ages of 9 and 15. And we all admit, everybody wants a baby. Oh, they're cute. They can be, you know, these kids are older. They're 9 to 15. They have a lot of issues. And these kids are permanent wards of the state, which means they will never go back to their biological families. They're looking for permanent placing. And these are the kids that are harder to place because they've gone through a lot, so it's not easy. It takes a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of caring and willing to work with them. And, William, one of the things you have to think about is these aren't a pair of shoes. If it doesn't work out, oh, we'll take them back. Oh, that's great for you, but not for the kid. That's just another level of betrayal for that child. So these are things that you seriously have to think about. But Casey Family Services, I always try to get the word out because of the fact that, like I said, these are kids that are looking to be adopted, are looking to find a permanent home. And if you don't want to adopt because you can't or you can't afford it, and, of course, sadly, once you adopt, the family loses the financial support from the organization. But this service, you know, at least you can keep the child there till they're 18 or, you know, old enough to go on to school or whatever. So definitely look into them as well.
Yeah.
I have another question, Mountain Man. It says, Jen wants to know, what makes the chemistry between the both of your work?
What makes the chemistry between the both of us work?
And
well,
she
that's
says
a very...
PS, yeah, and before you answer that, she says, P.S., by the way, I think you guys are hysterical. She gives us the smiley faces. Thanks, Jen. I always try
Thank
to be the
you,
fool.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I just think it was when we first met. We both saw each other. We both clicked, and we both didn't have to say a word, but we kind of knew what the other person was saying.
That was freaky. I don't have that. I mean, of course, I have family members that happens with and that kind of stuff, but... it was weird, and for our listeners, I mean, it was weird to the point that, like, we finish each other's sentences, or I'll answer the question, like, the segments. Like, he'll say, oh, I think we should do this, or I'll bring it up before he does. And so, yeah, I think it's the friendship, too, because, I don't know, Chris, you think it's because we keep it real.
We keep it real.
Mainly, we keep it real.
We keep it real, and we kind of... like we said at the beginning of the show when she had called in and I had said, what was it? You were thinking about something. I forget now. What was
mm-hmm.
it? That you had said something at the beginning of the show.
Today?
Today's show.
Oh, we were talking. I was talking to you about the inspirational seminars that I wanted people from different religions
to
call in.
Okay.
And it was funny because you were thinking about the same thing.
Yeah, it's just... when I think the other thing that how we click is if you think of something, I just get this weird vibe somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain it because I don't know how it's working. But with certain people that I've connected with, I just get these chills down my back and just before that person says something, I've already brought it up, or vice versa. And I think that's where our chemistry is and how
yeah.
we get along with each other.
And it's funny, too, because the other thing, too, that I noticed is that I don't know. It's just a matter of, like, it's very easy for me to say, okay, stop emailing me. I need, you know, I'll call you back. Or it's very easy for you to, if I call you, if you're busy, to blow me off in a good way. And we don't catch feelings, and that's very important. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I like about the relationship we have is, like I said, if you don't hear me from a couple of weeks, the only thing I'll get is, are you alive? I'm worried. Not the, oh, you blew me off, you forgot about me, you don't care, and did I do something to hurt your feelings? Because you know me. If you did, I would have said, Mountain Man, you're a jerk because blah, 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 blah. And then you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, and that's a real friendship, I think. I think that's very important because I think one of the things that nothing ruins a friendship for me more than someone that I feel that's high maintenance. I can't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have too many things going on in my life to have to be massaging someone's ego all the time because I'm just not that sensitive. I mean, I'm a nice person. I will, you know, be there for you if you need me, but not if it's drama all the time. For our listeners, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows when a person like this where everything's like, dun, 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 every 2 seconds, and after a while you're like, that's the little boy that called Wolf. I don't want to hear it anymore, you know, done.
Exactly.
Done and done. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Exactly.
So, I think that's what works. We keep it real. We aren't in it for anything more than just being friends. And I think we've gone beyond friendship. I think we consider each other family.
Yeah,
well,
and
I
know I do.
Yeah.
And I know I try, considering you family, I know for me,
mm-hmm.
I try to get together with family as much as I can. Even
See,
if,
and that's something that you've been very understanding with because of the fact that you know you're like that, like your friends and you are like family and you guys get together a lot, where I am at the other spectrum where I would love to, but I never can seem to have the time to do it. And that is one of the things that I promised myself I was going to work on this year to get closer to people, which is weird because my kids and I, yeah, the main holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, Mother's Day or whatever, we try to get together, but everybody's so spread out. But I still haven't learned how to, okay, I'm going to pencil in an appointment with Chris on Thursday and hang out with him. See, because that's all new to me, which is, again, what I talked about earlier in the show. I really don't know how to be a friend. I don't understand that. I wasn't allowed to go through that as a child and as a teenager, so it's all new to me. It's a
mm-hmm.
whole new concept, and I'm on-the-job training. I'm learning what it takes to maintain a friendship, and that's what we're working on. And that's what I love about you, that you're patient enough to teach me.
And that's good. Now,
mm-hmm.
we've only got a few more minutes left. We'll not.
And that was my last question. We're all out.
That was your last.
Jen,
was your last question?
Jen was it. I saved the best for last.
Well, Jen, I hold you up because you just you have your answer right there. And I appreciate all the emails that have come in.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are awesome, motivating, and I hold you guys up. And I would love, love, love for all of you to keep emailing us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Quick, speaking of motivating us, I have got to mention this woman. I'm telling you, everything happens for a reason. My son's girlfriend, Cardiac, he has his girlfriend, and I just adopted her into the family. We call her Smiley because she's just a bubbly personality, but her name is Patricia. Oh, my God, in the most stereotypical way that I can say, oh, my God. This woman is so amazing. Like, and again, these are one of the few people that one minute there's my wall, and the next minute she's standing next to me, and I'm like, how the heck did you get on the other side of my wall? Who gave you permission to come in here? And honestly, my son Cardiac, he's had a lot of girlfriends. I mean, he's an older gentleman, obviously. And he's had a couple that I've liked. You know, they're nice girls, nothing against them. But I've never really gotten close. You know what I mean?
Right.
That closeness.
That
this
closeness.
Child,
that
makes your family. Like my son Eric with his wife. Like off the bat,
yep.
I knew that this was who he was going to marry. And she just, like, I loved her to death. And I swore he knew we would disown him if he didn't marry this woman. She's such an amazing, yeah. She's such an amazing
And I know exactly what you're talking about because
yeah.
I have seen you, and for those who are listening, I've been with Charlie at her family's,
yeah.
not this past Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
but I have been with her over a Thanksgiving or over one of the holidays, and I'm telling you, she is one of the most amazing people, and she can choreograph a holiday like you would not believe.
Oh, honey, I can direct traffic, trust me. I know, yeah, that's something I can do. I'm not Martha Stewart, but I can direct traffic.
But,
sure.
I mean, the day that you had me over, I tell you, the way you just handled yourself with everybody was totally, it blew my mind.
Well, thank you. But then on that note, it's this girl, Smiley, and I know she's probably listening. I hope she is. Smiley. This girl just blew my mind. For Christmas, right, we had a little Secret Santa because obviously there's too many of us and we'd go broke.
And I missed it.
Everybody.
Darn it.
I know. And anyway, so she wind up, she had me, which blew my mind. And for our listeners, if and I don't share this with, I think my husband's the one that knows this and my daughter because she knows me inside and out. I absolutely love snow globes. I think they're the most magical, most amazing thing in the world. And as much as I love them, I don't collect them. I'm too lazy to keep a lot of them because then you have to dust them.
Okay.
So
that is
yeah.
one thing that's going to have to change this year.
Oh, yeah. So to make a long story short, I had one that my husband had bought me, and a freak accident, it wound up getting broken, so never replaced it. Well, this child did not know about my snow globe fetish. No one ever mentioned it to her. She went out and wore Christmas bought me the most amazing snow globe, and I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on the website because you have to see it.
You better. You better.
Inside the snow globe, there's the world. There's a globe. And on it, it says, success is a journey, not a destination. Success is
wow.
a journey, not a destination. And then when you shake the snow globe, it's got this glitter instead of snow that makes it shine. And then the song it plays is The Impossible Dream.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You did.
Oh, yeah. I got goose pimples. Goose pimples that it gets better. And I got to talk fast because we only have 3 minutes. She had it engraved with my name on it. And it says, nothing is impossible to a willing heart.
That's our new slogan for
yeah.
our new ending. That's our
Absolutely.
New ending right there.
This is going to be the 2010 logo, and I have it on my desk when I do the show because it. And then on top of that, the whole thing on the bottom, it says little things like, you're a star, innovation, lead the way, be the best. There's no way I can't not be motivated with this. And that's the thing. That's how she is. She just knows. It was funny, and she says, she's so cute. She says, actually, it was my mom. Her and her mom were shopping, and her mom's like, you got to get her this. This is her. And it just blew my mind because it's like the most amazing. I mean, I've gotten some really nifty Christmas presents in my life, but I even told her, and this is no bull, this is the most special gift I've ever gotten in my life. I mean,
wow.
aside from the stuff that my kids have made me or pictures of that they've given me.
I got the lady in my ear.
Oh, he's got the lady. So, yeah, so that's going to be our new slogan. Nothing is impossible to a willing heart. So, Smiley, sweetie, if you're listening, thank you, and let you know that you wrote the slogan for the 2010 on Ordinary Woman. Time flew by. We were there for an hour and a half. So tomorrow, again, our show is on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays for 2010. Tomorrow the show will be at 8 o'clock again because I am helping out a brother in need, and that mountain man will start us off.
I got 60 seconds, hon.
And thank you so much to all our listeners in the chat room. Mountain Man, remember, do your thing. So before we sign off with the music, good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And remember,
never let anybody steal your dream away.
Exactly. And also, nothing is impossible to a willing heart. Good night, everybody. And we will be good to hear with you. Hang out again tomorrow. Have a good one.
Anxiety. anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Charlie, I'll call you.